I encourage you. This is a quick, easy one for you to invest 5 minutes of time at night. I promise you, you'll get better and better. You'll be so dialed in with your rehearsing that you'll just have so much less stress in your day. The decision fatigue is going to go away because you've already made the decision ahead of time. You will be more efficient. You will be more prepared.
Welcome to F It, where we unpack the keys to crafting your dream life. I'm Amy Ledeen, your host. From overcoming adversities like adoption, marriage challenges, and battling cancer, I've learned invaluable lessons. Join me weekly as we explore faith, family, forgiveness, food, fitness, and formula for success. Get ready for actionable strategies and inspiring stories from guests. Buckle up for the journey towards your best self. Welcome to F It.
Hello, hello. Welcome to F It. You know, if you're new here, I am so thankful you're here. And you know what? We've got plenty of episodes you can go back and binge and listen to. But otherwise, I'm going to take you through something, you know, special today. I think everything that, you know, of course, I bring on here is special, at least to me. But today, you know, I wanted to bring something that to me has always seemed to be a very simple implementation in my life, but for others, I don't think it really is. And so we are going to discuss the 6 reasons you should rehearse your day. And really, it's something everyone should be doing, but they're not, you know? So let me back up a little bit. Every Sunday, not together, but, you know, separately, Eric and I, you know, we sit down and we do our weekly planning for the business. And this would be an outline of, you know, anything upcoming we have, you know, it could be meetings, calls, you know, basically just everything laid out so that we continue to keep moving on with projects and, you know, really just keep the gas pedal on, you know, and not have all these hiccups that, you know, we are constantly putting out fires versus, you know, being on the offense and ready for anything that may come up because I've already put in all the quote unquote big rocks into my day, right? And into my week. And it just really serves as a rehearsal for the week. Yes, it may not go completely as, you know, I want, but this at least is an outline of what I'm expecting. It's the rehearsal. And it got me thinking because I recently had a client that she had turned in a biweekly and, you know, she had several days where she missed plan and it was due to not having certain things. And, you know, so I said to her, I'm like, how did you get to dinner and not see that you didn't have chicken or you didn't have beef or you didn't have the thing that you needed, you know, to have that meal? And so it made me think about me teaching this one, you know, here on the podcast, because I've shared this with clients before. And, you know, it is something everyone should be doing. And it's honestly, it's much more simple than you think. You know, for me, every night, it's before I go to bed. You know, you're already in your, you know, you want to do it the day before. There's just too much research and studies that show that when you are future telling, when you're future casting what you are going to do, a better version of you is always going to show up. A better version of you, your more capable belief in self is going to show up in that moment. Versus if I was to do this same exact rehearsal in the morning, my voice of compromise would come in because maybe I wouldn't have certain things that I would need to go do or, you know, put some effort towards and I'm already in the moment, it's less likely to happen. So this is why it's important to do this the night before. Also important, you're going to see why we do it the night before is there's some of the reasons, you know, why we do this rehearsal, right? But what I do is, you know, I'm going through a rehearsal, I typically do my business one. And this is, you know, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm getting up at 6 a.m. And as soon as the alarm goes off, I'm going to go do this. Now, I go into super, super detail of my day, but you have to keep in mind, I've been doing this for years. And so it probably takes me no more than 5 minutes because remember, your brain can move faster than you're speaking it, right? So I'm just literally just kind of like closing my eyes and just visualizing what I'm doing behaviorally, you know, and what I'm doing in my business, right? Now, when it comes to nutrition, this is where the rehearsal just really becomes beneficial because then I take myself through my, you know, my meal rehearsal and I might go something like, hey, Amy, you're going to get up in the morning, you're going to go downstairs You're going to grab your water first thing out of the refrigerator. Next, you're going to head, and I'm really specific. Next, you're going to head over to the counter and you're going to make your greens and fiber drink and your creatine drink. And then you're going to head into work. And then I might just continue to go through just my nutrition rehearsing. Remember, I'm also doing my whole day, but then I might say, okay, and then I'm going to make my pre-workout at X time, and then I'm going to train. And then after I train for post-workout, I'm having a shake and I'm having, you know, oh, what am I having for my, you know, post-workout? And then I'm thinking like, what do I have there available? Oh, well, that's right. You know, I've got the rice cakes that I purchased, you know, and then I'm going to go to the next meal and then I'm going to have my meat meal. What am I having? Yes, I'm having my chicken and my tacos. Do I have the tortillas? Like I'm going through also kind of as the checklist to make sure that I have those things, because I always say, listen, you would not get in your car in the morning knowing you had 60 miles to get to work and be on an empty tank and not know where a gas station is and not, you know, have some sort of plan there. This needs to be the same way we think about our food and having a plan there. So rehearsing your day, you know, in your mind from a decision standpoint just becomes incredibly important. Okay. So these are the six reasons why it's important. One, for clarity. Okay. It's going to help you gain the clarity about your goals and your priorities for the day. You know, by mentally rehearsing them, you can already envision like the tasks that you need to do and accomplish. So with your food, you're going to envision the meals that you're having. You know, I know right away if I'm out of something, I know right away if I'm going to need to earlier in the day have a plan of attack. Oh, you know what, Amy, you don't have ground beef cooked. Okay, so that means that while you're cooking your eggs in the morning, you should cook that package of ground beef. Oh, better yet, you know what? Make sure first thing in the morning, you defrost that ground beef so it's ready to go, right? So this is why we have this rehearsal, right? It's just having some clarity, right? And then I already know that I am going to start the day on the offense versus the defense, okay? Two, another, you know, benefit of this is preparation, okay? By rehearsing your day, it mentally prepares you for the various scenarios. This kind of goes along with like future self journaling. You know, when behaviorally we want to change something about ourselves, we want to rehearse that for potential scenarios so that if we are caught off guard, you know, we can, you know, one, it's going to increase our confidence over time when we continue to master these situations. But, you know, it's really like just not allowing you to have any more excuses of being out of something. You're already clear on what you're going to have. And now it should help your preparation by rehearsing. It's going to help your preparation because you're going to be like, all right, you know what? I didn't have this. So I need to maybe change my meal plan for tomorrow because I don't have any of that in my pantry. And I don't want to wait until right before, because if you're waiting until right before that meal, more than likely you're going to just go grab something that's convenient and easy. And not saying that those are wrong, but more times than not, it's not going to be something that is really aligned with your goals. Okay. Another reason why you want to be rehearsing your day is for problem solving benefits. So going through these potential challenges, you know, in your mind allows you to think through different solutions. Like, oh, you know what? Tomorrow I got to go pick up the kids. Okay. So I'm going to pick them up at 3, but my meal's at this time. So what would I, you know, like you're talking yourself through and you're, which is just great, one, for your brain, but two, for future situations or scenarios. Like this is life. This is going to happen. Like, you know, we've got to have some options here in our, you know, toolbox, and toolbox meaning up in our brain, so that we are just better at like the problem solving when these scenarios come up. So we're not just so black and white and so like it's either this way or that way, or oh, since I can't be on plan, I'm not going to do anything at all. It's like talking yourself through it, right? So that problem solving. Next, by rehearsing your day, it's going to help reduce stress, because that mental, you know, rehearsal is just going to, you know, reduce some of that anxiety that you maybe would have had about, say, that situation that we just talked about, problem solving. Oh, you know, I have this situation at 3 o'clock that I need to go to. And then what am I going to do about this? Like, you're already talking yourself through it the day before, so that in that situation the next day, one, you've already got some clarity around what you're going to do. You've already prepared. You've already gone through some problem solving. And so naturally, your stress is going to be reduced because of that, right? The next one with rehearsing your day is just efficiency. Honestly, you know what? When I go through this the night before, I am much more efficient with my day. You know, it cues me as well. You know, like if you noticed when I said I woke up, you know, when I was very specific and detailed is, you know, I envisioned myself as soon as I got up, you know, I go in, I brush my teeth, I use the bathroom, and then I walk down the stairs. And then from there, I go straight into the kitchen. I bend down into the little mini fridge, grab my water. Like that's how detailed I am. And then I go over and I make my shake. And, you know, I have so much specificity around that. But what that helps with is I stay really dialed in. I'm not, you know, grabbing my phone and getting distracted because I've already kind of rehearsed exactly what I am going to do and how I'm going to behave. Okay. And so this just helps get you away from some of the time-wasting things. You know, like maybe you're rehearsing your, you know, your work day. This really helps me because I've already got like, I've rehearsed it. I already know what I need to be doing. And then last, the last benefit, and honestly, this is probably one of the most important ones, is it will build your confidence because by measuring these things, by actually like at night rehearsing what you say you're going to do and then following through and doing it, it builds your confidence. You know, we are, you know, our confidence is the byproduct of previous performance. We can't fake it. We can't just, you know, make it poof happen. Like we have to earn it from ourselves. And so this allows us to build it because we're now starting to focus on it. We're now, you know, when we're laying there at night, we're like, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then the next night when we do that reflection, I'm like, I did this, this, and this. And I said I was going to eat this and this is how I did it. So I encourage you, like, this is a quick, easy one for you to invest 5 minutes of time at night. I promise you, like, the more clarity, and I mean, hey, you'll get better and better at it. You'll be so dialed in with your rehearsing that you'll just have so much less stress in your day. The decision fatigue is going to go away because you've already made the decision ahead of time. You will be more efficient. You know, you will be more prepared. Like gone are the days for me that we get to dinner and I'm like, you know what? I have nothing there. Like if I don't, that means I didn't rehearse my day or I didn't take the action on that rehearsing. Let's not forget, we've got to take the action on this rehearsing. So I can teach you all of this until I'm blue in the face, but if you're not taking the action then on it, you're going to still stay stuck. So I hope this one helps you today. You know, share it with a friend. If you're both like, I just feel like every day I am like running around with my head cut off, trying to decide on my meals and what I'm doing. It starts here. It starts the night before. It starts with rehearsing your day and going through it. I hope this one helps you guys. I love you. I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Have a good one. Okay, I'm on a mission. As you know, if you've been following along, I have a goal to be a top 100 podcast. And it's less about that top 100 and more about, I want to make an impact. I want more people to hear Eff It and learn from all the mistakes that I've made, along with me bringing on really special guests for you. So my ask here is this. I want you to screenshot this episode today and share it on your social media. Share it with a friend. You know, tag me in it. Go give me a review, of course, if you're really feeling it. And rate me. You know, this is the only way things are going to get seen here. And in a big world of tons and tons of podcasts, I'm hoping that you're going to choose mine and help me on my mission.